This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The big March for Life in Washington, D.C. is this Friday, with likely again between 1 and 2 million Americans converging on Washington, D.C. Local rallies have already begun, like in Chicago last weekend. Then events in places like Spokane, Dallas, and San Francisco continue through next weekend, drawing Americans to speak up for those who literally have no voice, those waiting to be born. U.S. leader of the D.C. March for Life, Jeannie Mancini, was asked to respond to last week's comments by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that pro-life advocates were out of touch with society. She invited Trudeau to the D.C. March and said for over 10 years, 80% of Americans have wanted more abortion restrictions. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, American George Soros continues sending illegal piles of money to Ireland to influence an election there on abortion. For years, Mr. Soros's goal has been to get nations like Ireland to accept abortion as legal. Anticipating this year's 70th anniversary of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Pope Francis told the Vatican's diplomatic corps that abortion leads human rights violations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.